USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still no verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. The jury still deliberating into a second full day. The 12-member panel reviewing video evidence on Wednesday, but still not coming to a decision on the fate of the 18-year-old. Arizona Congressman Republican Paul Gosar is the first House member to be censured in over a decade. The Republican lawmaker recently posted an anime video depicting himself killing his colleague, New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Along with being censured, Gosar is being removed from all of his committee assignments. President Biden stopping in Michigan to talk up his newly signed infrastructure bill, and he got to test drive an electric Hummer at a GM electric vehicles plant in Detroit. He noted the infrastructure bill holds a lot of money for new electric vehicle charging stations. And this is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Democrats gathering this morning to tout the social spending measure that President Biden next wants Congress to pass. Dems say it will significantly boost the fight against climate change.
It's a health issue, clean air, clean water for our children. It's a jobs issue, making America preeminent and good-paying green jobs.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi at the Capitol event calling it a moral responsibility for future generations to address climate change. And New York Representative Hakeem Jeffries said it's an urgent moment in the history of the nation, adding, there is no Planet B. A script supervisor on the movie Rust is now suing over the fatal shooting on the film set in New Mexico, and Gloria Allred is representing the woman. Speaking to reporters, Allred said Alec Baldwin wasn't just guilty of simple negligence, but that he played Russian roulette when he pulled the trigger on the gun that killed the cinematographer. Now this.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Health officials are warning Americans about the boost in hospitalizations among people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19, fading immunity concerns against severe COVID infections, coming as the FDA is expected to authorize a Pfizer vaccine booster for those aged 18 and older. Data from the National Healthcare Safety Network shows much lower rates of infection among individuals who have received a booster. That shows that they are effective in keeping COVID-19 at bay. The CDC reported a decline in effectiveness among the elderly and of residents of long-term care facilities who were some of the first people to receive their vaccines. Over 100,000 people died over a 12-month period ending in April of this year. That's a nearly 30% increase from the year before. Opioids are still the main cause of overdose deaths. Experts say the COVID-19 pandemic and rise in fentanyl use were also big contributors. And TJ Maxx raising prices on some of its upscale brands. The retailer has been rather popular during the pandemic with shoppers looking to get a deal on designer brands. Price increases coming as a result of multiple pandemic-related factors, according to the retailer. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.